I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I have a wonderful team of guides and angels and a lot of good team of listeners as well to work with you. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, and I'm going to want you to call in, so get your digital finger ready to go, because I want you to phone in to BBS Radio and talk to me about yourself and what's going on. What I wanted to talk about tonight is how something really interesting is going on in the universes. And I found years and years ago, it was maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, something like that, that I started seeing these incredible waves, as if there were huge tsunamis of waves of energy flows or energy patterns shifting around the universes, and they were literally big enough to toss galaxies up, as if you had an inner tube on a wild white water wave, and you watch it be tossed around, and I watched the galaxies doing that. And I realized that what was happening is things in the universe, as you all know, change, and they go through the yugas, or however you call these different shifts in energy movement out in the universes, right? And I really had doubts when I first thought, gee, maybe I'm making this up. But also simultaneously with that, I would find myself spacing out, or my body energies would be all, you know, and you know how people will say, oh, the energy is really terrible right now, or oh my gosh, do you feel that, and the full moon, and the this, and the that. I don't always feel quite like everybody else. I'm not consistent the way everyone else is. And I often think it's because, for example, I have four planets in Gemini in the eighth house, and up against my sun is Uranus. I'm just not really talking about me. I'm saying, here's an example. So when these waves and these frequencies are changing radically, my system, according to astrology, and also according to myself, because I feel things very, very easily and acutely, and they aren't always the same as my friends. But in my case, they would be like electrifying, or things would shift very fast, or I get extremely dizzy, or there's a lot of things like that. Now, you might have a tremendous amount, instead of having all these air planets and some water and so on, you might have a lot of earth and, I don't know, a whole different form of keeping yourself on the planet. And then all these influences, sometimes you just hold against, or you don't allow yourself to feel it, because a lot of people have learned to dull their hypersensitivity. And I'm saying to you, that's just a small thumbnail preliminary kind of thing. And I'm saying how fascinating it is, because these days things are changing very, very fast. And when I was channeling with the guides about a half an hour ago, they were talking, obviously with the guides, that's a bit redundant, isn't it? And they were talking about something that we got into also earlier today, which is the fact that humans are becoming more and more and more sensitive. And we could link back to these big waves of change that are going on through the universes, and our time-space is very minuscule compared to what's going on out there. Maybe there is no time out there, but effect. Okay, we're getting the effect as if there's time and space. So then they were saying, now pay attention, because look at the world. And we have all these immigrants. We have all this incredible amount of war and sabotage of any human comfort because of markets and chases for resources and greedy people grabbing the money and running and all this sort of thing. I'm going, we are so, and the food's all been broken up. Thank you, Monsanto. And so people are absorbing, even though they shouldn't, we're absorbing tons of plastics. We're absorbing an incredible amount of toxicity, and the frequencies are moving faster and faster. So here we are, these speeding up frequency beings, right? And then there is an amping up of the rate at which all of these whirls and changes go. And so that people are becoming more and more and more sensitive. But in this sensitivity, there's a lot of distortions about who we are and about where we're able to go, what we used to count on, and at least some of us remember being able to count on things, and maybe that was the naivety of youth, which is sometimes a very big buffer against reality, isn't it? But anyway, I'm sort of chuckling about it because they're saying that we are extremely sensitive now, and now we've got population problems, we've got migrants, we've got the broken food, we've got the poisoned water, we've got fish and so on dying, and frogs with five legs or whatever from toxicity and so on. We've got a really interesting, crazy planet. We've got wars all over the place, and we've got genocide, and then we've got, over here in the sunshine of America, we have racism, we have prejudice all over the place about who's what, who's Spanish-speaking, who's black or African, who's Native, you know, what do you call it here, Native American, all these different clumps of people. And in that clumping, the art of clumping like that, it's like we pay more attention to separating from these various factions of society. And tonight we have the Republican debate. But what's really interesting about that is that the Republicans, as far as I know, although they were saying on NPR today that this is not true, so you'll have to, the Republicans were saying this is not true, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. But what a lot of us have been led to believe is that the Republican Party is at odds with one another, and they're separating. There's all this separation going on in there, and that if Trump, Trumpity pump pump, and the name Trump is, as a lot of you know, it's the trick card in bridge, in the big famous game of bridge, which is quite a strong game. It's a wonderful game to play, actually. But to trump anything means to trick it, and then you win by tricking. So I've been fascinated going, what would the universe, what would spirit do by providing us with someone named Trump at this particular point in history? Is it not a message to us to realize that there's trickery out there and that we don't know what's going on? The revelations, and I laugh and say, oh, biblically, this is a book of revelations, and how many revelations have we had about where the corruption lies behind the scene? How many revelations have we had to tell us who's... Somebody was telling me today that Jerry Brown, who is the leader here in California, there he has been signing away all kinds of rights and property and treaties and so on. And somebody did a big, what do you call it, like sort of like a Michael Moore documentary revelation kind of thing. And now it's being shown in many, many houses around here tonight, in order to get people's attention on his nefarious activities, Jerry Brown's nefarious activities, and how action can be taken against it. And that's sort of happening all over the place. People are saying, wow, there's a lot of deception going on politically. There's a lot of deception in our food, in our water. There's a lot of deception among one another about who's got a heart and who just looks good because they've got the right kind of clothes or hairdo or something, who cares about humanity while some of it's sitting on the street with no place to go. It gets really complicated, doesn't it? And so my guides were saying that it's a really interesting time that humanity, that people are becoming more and more and more sensitive. And one of the big things about being separated all the time, you know, I'm in this group, you're in that group. I'm in the elite, or I'm educated. Oh, I'm not educated and proud of it. I am, I don't know, I come from an African background, and I've been a slave, so I'm a little bit angry about that, and I was a pilgrim, and so I think I'm the elite, and so on. I am Christian rite, and so I feel like I've separated into this group that protects me, because I feel like I've got the upper hand and Jesus is on my side, and you know, and on it goes. So we have all these people, in and amongst it, we've got a broad spectrum of people that have very little money. They can't afford to get through the month very easily because they're working maybe two jobs or three jobs at $8 an hour or something puny like that. And they're scared. People are scared. And why are they scared? Because nobody gives a toot that this society is so locked. And that's not true. A lot of us care a lot. But it feels like nobody cares if you've hit the dust and you can't afford to live or get a house and so on. And we could say, oh, that's just being victimized. I'm saying there's a whole lot of people that need support all over the world. And so now we have people in this country busily separating from one another to make sure I get all the advantages and you don't. It's really quite awful. And so my guides were saying what's very interesting is they have these immigrants or migrants all over the world that are being uprooted and they're being whipped out of their homes and so on. And most countries are scared stiff to take them on. Why? Because they want to protect, back to the separating thing, they want to protect their own bailiwick. They want to protect what gives them security and safety. They want to protect their own environment, and it's a very, how can we put this? I want to talk about it being a very fear-based reality where if we believed, let's go back to Maz Sahadi, if we really believed that we could step ourselves out of, and I think I'm cycling around, but you can follow me, if we could step ourselves out of our family of origin influences, a lineage, and so on. If we could step ourselves on a subconscious level out of huge reactions that have been drilled into us from early times, if we could really pull ourselves out, what would happen? We would then not be defensive. We would not be so scared. And I know this means that we might not want to go to war. But since most of the wars are wrapped around resources, right? I mean, whether we admit it or not, most of the wars that are happening are wrapped around wanting to get a hold of resources and give ourselves some power and dominion on the planet. Just thinking, if I dropped off my fears, my need to be really separated from other people so that I would be safe, if I dropped off my lineage, my mom's insecurities, my dad's insecurities, my great-grandma's, if I dropped all of those things off, I could be more and more emptied inside. And what would come from that is something that a lot of you have embraced just on a one-on-one basis, but it would be the unfoldment and the bringing up of these light-filled gifts that you have and I have. You're a vibrational being of light, first and foremost. And so being a vibrational being of light, it's like being a Santa Claus bag in that vibrational being that you are. You've loaded a whole bunch of reactions, and those are not who you are they? Those are reactions. But those are the things that keep us separated from huge clumps of people, including people that don't have any more home, people that are drifting and looking for a place to land. People are all looking at them going, what am I going to do with them? They might take my job, they might take my husband, they might take my, you know, on and on it goes. It's just like our first thought is defense and protection. But I'm telling you what, if you have released a lot of your karmic stuff, your lineage stuff, if you've released a whole lot of things inside, for example, how my mom treated me, how my dad treated me, how my boyfriend treated me, how my girlfriends treated me, all that stuff that we go through. If we could really just like released that, as if we had this little button we could push it. It all came. We would be so different. We would be centered in ourselves. We would be our true nature. And through our true nature, up would rise our gifts. And that would include service. You can't tell me that every religion since time began has included the virtue of service, helping others, right? So what would come up would be these spiraling lights that are you carrying your own true nature, bringing it up, and in it having all these time-released gifts that come up. And you're going to want to do so many things on the planet. Instead of being worried about just defense, you could be out there absolutely retuning other people and helping other people retune so that those who have wonderful inventions, healing techniques, brilliant ideas, and so on, are putting all of that stuff in the world. We could be an amazing species. I don't think we're going to do that right now. But I'm willing to believe it's very possible, and maybe we will see it happen. So that was a long preamble, and I hope that you followed it, because it sounds like it had a lot of non sequiturs. But really and truly, when I'm talking like that, I feel this like long pathway going through. None of these things are separate. And when we talk about separation in terms of countries, in terms of age, in terms of what? Pick a thing, anything, economics, you know, you're a higher echelon than I am, or I'm at a higher echelon than you are. It doesn't matter. What do we use to separate ourselves? And if we don't do that, if we started looking at each other, and we might want to practice this very differently, and we saw in each one the divine light, we saw in each person that we looked at, we saw the light of his journey, his path. Even if the details of his path don't, I have a caller. Even if the details of his path don't match your ideal, you could look at them and see the divinity in them and be more fascinated instead of afraid. Now I have a caller named Nancy. Nancy, you're on line one, and I'm sure glad you called in. We haven't talked for a while. If you're the Nancy, I think you are.
Yes, I probably am. Hi, Veronica. No, we haven't.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay, but it was interesting what you were just saying about all of that, because it almost seems like I have released a tremendous amount of things, and I can't seem to give away my help, and I just wanted to call and check in with you and see if you might be able to help me a little bit.
I love that. You said, I can't seem to give away my help?
Yeah, my service work. I can't
well,
seem to give
floors?
It away.
I'll put you to work.
I'm trying to write a book right now, but, you know, it's frustrating and difficult, my living situation and that. So
if I remember correctly, you've been in a difficult living situation for quite a while now, huh?
Yeah, 3 years. Well, longer than that. But, yeah, it went from difficult to severely difficult karmic and healing and then back to where I was before and having to do a lot of healing. And then a lot of healing here. Things are much better than they ever were, but it's just kind of confusing and difficult in that, you know, it feels very temporary, and I'm trying to write this book.
And tell us about the book, because tell us about the book. I have a reason for asking that outside of giving you a little promotional material here.
Well, it's my business name, which is Transformative Union, but on the end of that is Developing Masculine Feminine Harmony, and I know I'm like Edison, and I know thousands of ways not to have relationships, so I really am an expert at that, but it's difficult because, you know, I don't want to feel like a hypocrite and all that, because I'm not currently in a very good situation. It seems like the situation I went to out of this situation was supposed to be like a spiritual contract, but when I got there, the person hadn't done as much work as they thought that they would by then and wasn't ready. And so...
Well, that's your ex, is it?
Well, that's where I'm back now, but the other person that I went to be with and have a relationship with after my divorce, I'm just, you know, I'm living in the guest house of my old home, but the person that I went to have a relationship with, it seemed like I had a contract with them and that they were to help me with this book and everything, and then when I got there, they were not, like, you know, they were not ready.
But honey, listen, you're the whole dance between the male and female is really, I was talking a lot about separations, eh? And we have definitely been separated according to our sex for quite a while. And here you are, you're living in the patriarchy and you're trying to emerge and balance the authority and the domination and so on. You've done a lot of it way down deep inside of your soul as well. So, and you're not done yet. So this bouncing around with these different male figures is really an excellent, I'm sorry to say this, but it's an excellent tool for you to evolve a greater balance with the male and female.
Yeah.
You know? And actually, it is beginning to change on our planet, but the men, not all men, I've got some wonderful friends and client men who can hardly wait for the rebalancing of the feminine and the masculine. But at this point, there's a lot of men who hunker down against the imposition of feminine needs. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, I do.
Oh, yes, I've experienced that myself. But so I want to say you're in a perfect situation. You see what I mean? This is like a research project.
Yes. Well, it is.
Or you could say a biology
experience.
My
material for my book has... Oh, whoops, sorry. It's where most of my material for my book has come from, is that?
Yeah, good girl.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah. So it is really good.
I'm proud of you. So what's your...
Thank you.
What's your question?
Well, I don't know exactly. I just, like, how, you know, I guess I needed some encouraging words. The hardest thing in all of this was I had a really super good connection to my guidance before all this took place, and I really don't now. And so, you know, that's the biggest challenge that I am having, is going from where I felt and heard everything so clearly to kind of stumbling around in the dark and doing this, you know, on my own. I know that they're there, but it's like, it's almost like it's up to me to do on my own. So I guess I was just looking for a little bit of encouragement.
Well, I think you're doing really well. And I also think it's taken an incredible amount of courage for you to be productively living in this situation, in the last 3 years situation, because you're really refining and defining personal power, feminine power, masculine power. You're really redefining everything in these circumstances. And so I see your book, and you better keep writing. Oh, don't take those big delays you do sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't do that. And the reason you do that is because you're afraid of that it's not good enough. And I'm saying you do way better if you put a blindfold on or write with your non-dominant hand than you do when you take too many breaks.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you got to unleash. And I see a lot of light in this book. But you have to unleash that flow, even if it's gaga, goo-goo. You know what I mean? It's like... You have to, because what's coming up behind it is your own personal transformation. So this book is a tool for your transformation.
Okay.
And that's an exciting thing in itself.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. Yeah. So, You know, are you saying, like, meditating and journaling more?
Yeah, I just say okay, when you take the pen or the pencil or the computer and don't work with it for a day or two, that's too long.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see, and the reason for that, it's like, you know, it's like priming the pump.
Yeah.
And that's why I said you could write gobbledygook if you needed to, but just do something
okay.
every day. And I'll
every
tell you
day.
Why is that there's a strength going to come up. This is March, let's see. There is a strength going to rise through you pretty in a not very long down the road, and you're going to find that you're rebirthing yourself in an incredible way. And that's very exciting. And there are several men who are also going to get help by what by whatever it is you speak about or what you're doing.
Okay. Just several.
Yeah.
From my book, you mean?
No,
I'm
thinking.
People around me?
Yeah, around you.
Oh,
like you've
uh-huh.
got a son, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is he right there?
Yes. Yeah.
Cause
yeah,
he's
going to graduate from high school this May or June.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a really good kid, isn't he?
Yes, very.
And the fact that you're around there is very good for him, too.
Yes,
you know,
it is. I mean, I think everybody's done a lot of healing. So it's really been a really good thing. But there are, you know, ups and downs, and it's really good to hear that, you know, I mean, it's good for me to know that I need to be doing this every day and not miss, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you'll find once you get that first book done, and there's some kind of, are you going to do workshops with, you're going to be giving some kind of educational workshops or something based on your book.
Yeah,
but probably it's just based on your own consciousness, and your guides are going to start coming back in. It's my experience that when I'm really in a pickle, they don't talk. And then you know, oh, jiggers, I'm in this thing that I have to sort out myself. And they're probably watching, and they're probably selling tickets on the sideline, you know?
I'm sure.
But you look good. Your light is really strong. You look fragile. And strong. It's just not a bad
thing. I look fragile and strong?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You could be easily hurt.
Yes.
But you also can create really well. You know, you can handle it in that sense. We want it to be easier for you, but I think you're building your muscles, so it probably has to be challenging in order for you to get strong.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
good for you. I really enjoyed your call. I wonder if you have any other questions, or shall I say goodbye and do our meditation?
Oh, no, we can say goodbye. Thank you. It was so nice to talk to you again, Veronica. You always help me to get feeling unstuck better.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and I do see that your light's so much more improving, and so big hugs, and thanks for your compliment. I like
Thank
compliments
you,
now and again,
Veronica.
Don't you?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Take care, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now, that's another example of how separation, right? So here we are kiting, hunkering behind the walls of which sexual, I suppose, preference or which sexual group we belong to. But doesn't that, the foundation of our society has been the family. So this kind of learning curve and this evolution that Nancy's doing and many, many other people are doing has pushed apart that family unit, hasn't it? And so it's a big learning curve. But when you push apart the family unit, what comes up then? And that is something we're going to talk about. So I want to do our sacred geometrics, and I would like to include the Galactic Healing Center. So I hope that you can either write to me, you can text me, Veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, or text me, 520-360-2102, 520-360-2102, with your questions. And in the meantime, I want you all to take a couple of deep breaths. Good, again. And I want you to call in way up high. I want you to call into your awareness, into your visualization, a beautiful golden ball. It might be 2 miles up. And then below your spine, another golden ball, but it's about 40 feet down. And from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball, drop a filament of light. So now you've got a skewer, and it's right through your spine, that filament of light. So you've got a skewer that's like a spit. You're on a spit, aren't you? Now, from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a gold pyramid. And upside down, another golden pyramid, but it pokes into the lower golden ball. And inside of that, we have our crystal ball, and it's very beautiful. Take a look at it. Take a feel of that, because that feels like the feminine. So we have the masculine in these beautiful double tetrahedrons, or this diamond shape, and we have the feminine in the crystal ball, and they're just dancing together. Now inside of that, you're already inside of it, but inside of that we see a star, and you're in this star. It's a star tetrahedron. It's also your Merkaba, your Merkaba. It's how you shift dimensions. Right. Now take a look again and see that star. And now, whilst you're in the star, I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. And you're going to spin and spin and spin. Remember, it's your Merkaba, your Merkaba. Spin and spin and spin. That means you can shift dimensions. Yeah. Shift dimensions. You can travel through different planets. You're trans-dimensional. We're all many, many dimensions, so we can use that Merkaba to go from one dimension to the other. Okay, now as we're spinning and spinning and spinning, as we're spinning and spinning and spinning, I want you to see in front of you that there's a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to start making some movies. You want to be a movie producer? Here it is. It's your time. And I want you to see in that movie, you're spinning, remember? And as you, that part of you is really straight and is not spinning, okay? But it's that I'm spinning so much that a part of me is standing still. So that's always kind of a fun little enigma or paradox. So we're looking at the screen. And on that screen, I want you to create what it is you want to become. Good. I always say the same thing. I can almost hear you all shouting, you want to be multidimensional. Well, that's it. I do. And I want to be consciously multidimensional. So I see myself becoming that, moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. And then I wrap it in light. When I see myself actually being able to communicate from every dimension, I wrap it in light. And I move it over to the side. And now the second screen is another movie. And you're creating a movie showing what it is you want to do, what you want to be involved in this life. Is it a home and family? Is it a world travel? Is it writing a book, doing a TV show? Is it changing dimensions, taking a trip in a rocket ship all over the universes, right? I want you to show all the pieces, the resources, the money, the people, the influence, the enthusiasm. In Nancy's case, see that book with her ability to marry the male and female and show us how to do that. That's a very, very powerful evolutionary story right there. And so we're going to see us getting all of the money, the resources, the space, the time, the places. And then when we near the achievement, we're going to wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now the next thing is the Galactic Healing Center. Good. And I want you and I have a huge team of beings around us. And each one of those beings of consciousness, whether it's your angels, your guides, your rapport on layers of consciousness on its way to source. You see, there's all these different ways. And so even each of your guides has a whole team of beings around them. So here we are in the Galactic Healing Center and see all the guides all around the edge, right? And we have a table there. Good. And so the first person to lie on the table is you. So you lie down on the table. And then you ask for what it is you want to have happen, right? You ask for what you want to have happen to you. What is it you need? Do you need to get over a cold? Do you have a bellyache? God forbid some of you have got cancer. Some of you just have a lot of pressure and tension, and maybe your legs are tired. Doesn't matter. What matters is that you say, this is what I need help with. And now, as you lie there, see your guides, these healing beings who are so amazing. That's it. And see them helping you. Good. And when you can really feel it, wrap it in light and move it over to the left and put a fresh table out. And now we're going to bring in two people. Let's do two tables. We have two people with chronic pain. And it's terrible. And part of it is one of them has been a long-term friend of all of ours. And part of the problem is that her body is very, very fragile. So she gets some breakthroughs, and that hurts some part of her body. So let's just see. There we go. Let's just see her. And now the other woman, we're going to see her as well. Aching, hurting, aching, hurting. Good. Now, this is the second woman is a really good example of people that when they have, she needed surgeries to straighten out some of the problems in her body. So for every surgery she's got a lot of very deep, very intense pain that never seems to go away. And she said, I wish I'd never had the surgeries. And the reality is that she was having such a hard time, the surgeries really seemed like a promise. We all know what that's like. But somewhere in her body, I think she should be living on turmeric, tons of it. But we'll see. We'll see if she listens. But anyway, the guides and angels are moving over both of these women. There we go. And in both cases, they're working through the head, the brain. There we go. Because that's your receptors for pain. And one of the things you can do if you don't have any pain, but you want to help people who do, you can wrap your hands together and you can build up the light that moves from one hand to the other and put those hands on your head or whoever's head, the head of someone you're working with. Good. And now we're going to see, because when the head, when people have chronic pain, their head is definitely a place to go for help. It's not just their thoughts, it's their whole neurotransmissional thing that comes from the belly to the head and back again, right? So let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now we're going to bring in another person who's a very sullen teenager. And really, really angry kid. And he could actually become more dangerous as he goes through the next few years. So we're bringing him in, and the guides and angels who replicate themselves. We've got a fresh table. We have a fresh client or person to work with, and we're asking our healing team to come in with a fresh bunch of resources as well. So in they come, right? And this is a very, very kind of a dangerous looking young man. He's not dangerous right now, but he's going to be if we don't help him unhook or somebody doesn't help him unhook his rage at life, that guy. He's essentially good, but he's had so many strikes against him and so many situations of abuse that he's really kind of at a loss. And he thinks he's a bad person. That's it. Good work. And now, it's making me yawn. Let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and put a fresh table out there. And on that fresh table, it's time, isn't it, to have our political group on. So we've got this political fracas going on. I don't know if you're Democrat or Republican, but I'll tell you what, please vote. It's really important. The Republicans, for example, are betting that the Democrats won't get in because a lot of Republicans are voting and a lot of Democrats just can't be bothered. Oh, I was listening to that on the radio and going, I wonder if that's true. Anyway, for you, whoever you are, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you really need to stand up and be counted in this election because there's a lot at stake here. So what we're going to do is bring in a fresh table and a fresh team. I'm rubbing my hands together to build the energy. A fresh team, and those teams stand around the table. And in comes our political gathering. So you've got the current president, Mr. Obama, and you have a fair number of Congress people on the Democratic side. And then over here, we have a lot of Republicans. And they need to find a way to communicate, even though they're on opposite sides. It's very sad to think that we could link arms, be very, very different from one another. And if we link arms and we really make a plan that helps our community, we could be way more powerful, even though we disagree, basically. You see what I mean? And the guides were talking about that. They're saying, you know, there's so many different separate groups amongst people. But bottom line is, if you could get past that, and if we could find the common denominator in many situations, we will be most grateful that there have been differences like that, because you'll cover one side, I'll cover the other. We look at each other and we go, oh, wow, thumbs up. This whole platform looks a whole lot better because it's covered, issues for men and issues for women, issues for children, issues for this, issues for Spanish-speaking people and issues for immigration, issues, you know. There's so many issues that can be covered more swiftly if there's an agreement that everyone deserves to have some respect. Do you understand that? It's very interesting. So let's wrap that little old scenario in light, move it over to the side. And now I want you to call in some of those higher frequency energies and feel them kind of poking into the top of your head, rolling around in there and swinging around through your head, through your neck, through your chest, through your arms. That's it. And this light just penetrates. That's right. And the light just comes through. And then we're going to have that light fill you and come out your hands, and you're going to pat it all over the earth where there's been terrible messes on the planet. There's been terrible battles. There's been wars. Let's just see ourselves patting that light in all of these places that have been essentially marauded by some misstep of humanity. It's very sad, isn't it? But in any case, when you and I put our heads together and we do a coherent meditation, that means we're all focusing in on it at the same time. The coherency means that anybody who walks around in that field feels better, feels stronger. And what the guides are saying earlier is remind yourselves that if you feel, you're back into creating a reality, if you feel empowering, if you feel loving to humanity, and you feel like you want to really make a difference out there, you can make people around you feel good. They don't even know what you're thinking, but they still feel really good because you're emanating, you're radiating by choice a higher frequency energy. So it's very, very interesting to be doing this kind of thing. So now let's see, where were we? We've just been patting the world so that it can feel that the increase on the vibration of healing. Because remember, we're going to raise the fields, change the energy, change the reality. And now I want you to jump into your star tetrahedron, close off the galactic healing center, zip, and jump into your star tetrahedron. And now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Yeah, good job. And now jump here. Join me. Who's going to call me? I only need a couple more callers, and we've just done a great job. I really enjoyed Nancy's call. So let's go back into the world. The world is segregated, and we're being really cruel to one another because we don't want to lose our place in line, because we don't want to give over our, We have things like Social Security. We have jobs that are being dumped right, left, and center so corporations can outsource or can get together with other sources of income rather than worrying about maintaining their hiring practices. It's really an interesting time. So a lot of people are very scared right now. They don't know what the heck to do. So what if a scared person meets someone like you who's breathing, meditating, feeling calm, eating enough B vitamins and a lot of strong veggies and so on? You know, then you're going to radiate a more peaceful aura. You're going to really radiate that all is well on the planet. And it's really interesting because if you do that, the people around you are going to feel a whole lot better. And I really like that for you. So I think we closed off the Galactic Healing Center and then we jumped into the Star Tetrahedron. So now let's step out of it and hope we don't fall over because we're dizzy, right? Oh, goody. Nadia's on line one. Nadia, talk to me, darling.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, honey. Hi. I was thinking about you today. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm house-sitting my friend's dogs, and in 2 days I'm house-sitting a friend's cat. So even though my cat is gone, I'm surrounded by animals.
Aw, that's good. Hey, and it's nice to have a few variations, too. Are they nice homes, nice animals?
It is, yeah, they are, especially this one by the lake. So I get lots of exercise there, and it's a lovely setting. So I feel blessed. And
good.
I'm calling today because of my sister, and you know, she struggled with depression and she's come a long way and she's really gotten stronger, and now she's babysitting her grandson, which is beautiful. It's lovely. But her partner is he's in so much physical pain. He's on all kinds of medication and his emotions are an absolute whirlwind for her. What can I tell her that might help her get through this storm with him?
How long has she been with him?
Oh, for years. I mean, it's for years. But he's not well, so
so she can't just run out the door on him, can she?
No, they don't live in the same apartment. They're down the hall, but his mood swings are such that, you know, he's really not in his right mind. I'm sure the meds are...
Oh, and how old is he? Is he in his 60s?
70s.
Okay.
Probably 75, yeah. Stubborn, moody, crazy on so many meds.
And he's got he's got some really awful pain, does he?
Yeah. So he's on pain meds, including sometimes on OxyContin, which is horrible.
Oh, my gosh, really?
And I've told her that, you know, you can't believe him because he's not in his right mind. Try
exactly.
Not, you know, get really centered, pray, do the Ho'oponopono. You've got to put on your own oxygen mask. How can I help her?
And what does she say to that? I mean, is she responsive to you?
She is. I mean, I'm her most solid support.
Oh, good. Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do to save them, but just to keep encouraging her to keep going. But he needs some big help. You know, you probably heard me talking about Maz Sahadi, Sajadi?
No.
Mm. I don't think your brother-in-law is going to look at these YouTubes, but if he did, there's so much energy that comes through them because he's really big on releasing people from chronic pain, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain. Your sister might really enjoy him, and you might. He's got some YouTubes that are that'll throw you into an actual energy experience, and really, it's very, very helpful stuff. So, and I look at your brother-in-law, and I go, I want to give him a lot of turmeric. Did you know turmeric is really good for depression?
No.
Yeah, I was just reading
really
about that.
He's got a lot of that, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm going, he needs something that's going to detox all the crap he's on. He's in a big mess. Because not only does it not alter the pain, but he ends up with a whole other side thing. But I don't think they're going to listen to you that much, frankly.
No, not really very much. They're really locked in, but yeah, and I don't know that he has that much time, and he's talked about, you know, wanting to suicide today. And I said to her, look, you know, he's not going to be a candidate for that. You know, in Canada, it's different and it can happen, but he's not, he doesn't have ALS or anything like that. I said, you know, if everybody had felt depressed sometimes and got assisted suicide because they wanted to kill themselves, I mean, there goes half the population.
Yeah, it's like trimming a tree on its people, right?
Anyway,
but I don't think, I know that he wants to be done because he is, I don't see anything, like he's got weird headache stuff. He's got some very strange difficulties.
Yeah.
Does he let you work on him? Does he let anybody work on him, you know?
No. He's hot and cold with me. He thinks I'm evil. Then he forgives me. I haven't seen him for quite a long time. It's very hard for her as she's trying to get stronger and recover, and she has come a long way. But she gets pulled right in this codependency. And today, I think she just finally said, they don't live in the same apartment, thankfully. She's never wanted that. But it's like they do because she's there so much. Maybe, do you think this will help her become stronger, or will it just...
She's an interesting woman because I think you're right. He's not going to live a long time. And... there's something about after he leaves, she's much more powerful about herself. She's younger, isn't she? She's not 70,
is
she?
Yes, she is. No, she's in her 60s.
Yeah, okay, because I feel like she's going to do a burst and start creating a new kind of life for herself. Is he demented? He's a little bit demented, is he?
I think he is. You know, when she tells me things that he said, I said, you know, Lou, that's crazy. I wonder if all the meds, if that is crazy.
I'm sure it's the meds, but it's giving him a dementia.
Yeah.
Right? It's very hard for him. And I don't think he eats properly either. I think they eat a lot of...
No.
You know, when I'm telling people at home, when you see somebody like this, they've got a lot of body pain, and then he has these odd floating kind of pains that go through his body. And if I were to be, we have this separation thing, so that's something that separates him from other people. But if we were going to try to bring him into the fold, it would have to be like food first and a whole cleansing thing. And he could be healed. I mean, he could be actually fixed, but it's going to take stuff he will never do. But still, it does tell us that that can happen.
Yeah, because he's been very strong. I mean, to reach this level of illness at his age and still be hanging on, I don't know if he's just hanging on through stubbornness or, well, I'm sorry, I'm joking. I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to help alleviate his suffering and help bring him to that willingness to clean up his. He could be healed, you say.
I think he could be healed, but I don't know how it's going to happen. Like human potential, you know this, we can be very unlimitable, but we have to want that because holding and resistance, he's got a lot of resistance. And our, you know this, Nadia, and so do your people at home, holding your position and resisting all kinds of ideas are both huge spiritual thwarting techniques, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just look at him and go, but I would bless him and pray and tease him. You can make him laugh. Tease him. And when he's laughing or if he's kind of getting a chuckle out of it, he's easier to move.
Yeah.
I don't mean physically. I mean inside, so he can actually hear you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's going to have to be through her. He won't even talk to me because he has some crazy ideas about me that are just plumb crazy.
Well, sometimes that's better because it's clear, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to say hi to your daughter for me. She looks like she's a little tired. She's working very hard. And it's going to be fine for her, but she's been through a lot over the last year. She's really tired. I want to get her on B-Vi. I want to get her on more nutrition. Is she working with a nutritionist?
I do, too. No, she's actually doing, she's working in a medical cannabis dispensary.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And, given... and has me on cannabis oil for my neck pain and stuff that has to do with my discs and that we traced through this wonderful physio who's been working on the wrist I broke and everything. So,
well, does that work for you? Does the cannabis oil work for you?
I take it before I go to bed. I take about 5 drops in some leftover tea that I have, and not any special tea, just peppermint or whatever I've been drinking in the evening. Put in 5 drops of that, and it seems to just cut the edge off any pain. And I sleep like a baby.
Wow.
It's really nice. So,
and is it affording your arm the chance to heal?
I think it's soothing the nerve pain is what it is. And so I have this wonderful support from this physiotherapist that in another call I'll tell you about him. He's just lovely, just lovely.
Aww.
And he's seeing me for pro bono.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know, because he's appalled at the treatment I was given or not given by my orthopedic surgeon.
That was terrible. Probably because you didn't have enough money. Now I'm going to have to say goodbye. It's not because they don't love you. It's because they're going to hook me off stage here.
Okay. So get my daughter on bees.
And and tell her a big hug from Auntie Ronnie and big hugs to you and to all you people out there. Thank you for listening to Radiance by Design and participating. And I send you all much love and many blessings and good night.
Thank you.